Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. I'm watching Channel 3, and 2 minutes into their newscast, they're doing weather and what the temperature's going to be like, going to school and recess and back, and then traffic. I'm like, oh, man, is it a slow news day?
Apparently so.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, well, good for us, because we don't really do the news. We just talk about what's happening.
Exactly.
All right.
What's news, really?
to me, this is a big deal. The Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine.
Yeah.
Not so much a one-shot vaccine.
You fools!
Yeah. Dr. Anthony Fauci said those who received the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine should have been given two shots from the beginning.
It says right there in the instructions, it's the actual name is Johnson and Johnson. Not just one Johnson, it's Johnson and Johnson.
So you need one for every Johnson.
Exactly. Everyone should have two Johnsons.
Okay. So
absolutely.
Is that medically possible?
Yes, it is.
So for every Johnson, there's a shot.
Exactly. It's like an echo. Echo, echo. Okay? Johnson, Johnson. Shot, shot. Echo, echo, Johnson, Johnson, shot, shot. Just think of that. It's kind of like the Fauci hustle. Echo, echo, shot, shot. Echo, echo, shot, shot. Johnson, Johnson, Johnson.
Quote, what the advisors to the FDA felt is that given the data that they saw, very likely this should have been a two-dose vaccine to begin with.
That's what I was telling them to begin with. But no one listened to the short guy with the silver hair all the time. You know, yeah, just because I have to stand in the phone book and go to a podium doesn't mean you have to don't take me seriously.
The Food and Drug Administration Vaccine Advisory Panel unanimously...
That's a bitch word to say, isn't it? Click, click.
Only at 6:05.
Exactly. I can't say it any time.
Recommended a second booster shot for all Johnson & Johnson recipients 18 years and older.
You should get a booster shot in your keister for doing it wrong.
Who's going to do this?
Everybody has to.
Do you think anyone?
Like won't? A recall. Come back over here. We're not done yet.
The boosters?
Yeah, who's going to do this?
I know people have already gotten some.
I think a lot of people.
Not a booster, but this second Johnson & Johnson shot, because these people did not want the vaccine to begin with. They went with Johnson & Johnson, the lesser of the shots, because
yes,
they only wanted to do it once.
The one and done people, the lazy people. You got two shots, okay? You get one shot, it's 30 days later the shot.
It's lazy and fearful.
Exactly. Don't be such a pansy, people.
A lot of members of the African-American community who were reluctant to get a shot got the Johnson & Johnson because it was one and done.
Well, everybody needs a second Johnson. So come back and get Johnsoned. All of you.
What's the deal with Johnson & Johnson? First, they couldn't even get baby powder right.
Yeah, some folks were snorting it back in the 70s.
And then there was a recall of like a zillion shots. Remember the ones that came out of Maryland?
Exactly, yeah. Folks were clogging. Yep, that was a bad thing. Bad press right there.
And then now it's like, oh, we said one, it's two.
Well, you know, sometimes the one and the two get confused. Like, you ever do them like the Roman numerals where you have that slash? That's what happens. Someone says, is that two or one? Because they wrote them too close together.
Isn't it weird that when the government's saying, hey, we need to get you to do boosters, Johnson & Johnson's like, oh, yeah, us too.
By the way,
they get
exactly.
money for these shots. Now it seems like, hey, you do need another can of Pepsi, don't you?
This is why with Moderna and Pfizer, those are the best ones to go with. Johnson & Johnson, it's like Dr. Pepper in your system. It really is.
It's the Dr. Pepper of the vaccine.
Exactly. It's not a real doctor. There is no actual Dr. Pepper out there. It's a friggin' soda.
They just want to be included.
The FDA will use the advisor's recommendations. I don't know who the advisors are.
Like some kind of med.
To decide whether to authorize boosters for both J&J and Moderna. Well, we know where that's going to go.
We're going to do like a sting operation. We'll invite all these people over, tell them they want a free boat. And when they come over, we give them a shot.
So after the advisor's recommendations, then the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would rule on who should roll up their sleeves. So they'll figure out if you should get a second shot, and then they'll figure out who should get the second shot. Why don't you just... Look, we already know what you're going to say.
Just shots for everybody.
Everybody
needs second shots.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay?
Just get shot.
Right.
Not, you know, in a bad way. I mean, the shot, the booster.
The shot.
Yeah.
Not like the shot in New Haven on a bad night.
No, exactly right. No drive-by shotting.
How about some Fireball? That count?
No.
The J&J booster is recommended at least 2 months after the initial vaccination versus 6 months later for Pfizer and Moderna. What was the efficacy rate for the Johnson & Johnson as opposed to?
I think it was like 2%.
No.
It was like 64%. It was very small because I'm like, it was like most my height, my size. That's how small it was.
Who was highest, Pfizer? Pfizer and Moderna were both in the high 90s.
High 90s.
High 90s, yes,
and
exactly.
I think Johnson & Johnson was like in the 70s.
Yeah. I think it was the low 70s.
Yeah, but I think after like the first week, we're down like 50.
It's just funny that they're figuring this out now.
Well, you know, you go along for this pandemic in our lifetime.
Okay, but you wonder why some people don't want to get a shot. The information's always changing.
Hey, look, it's free drugs, okay, folks?
That's true. That's how we should look
at it. It's free drugs, okay? When's the last time you got something medically you had to pay for?
All right, hold on.
Take all the shots you want.
Okay, I think you're onto something, Dr. Fauci.
Bring something for mom, too.
Maybe if you added something where there's a little bit of a buzz when you get that first shot.
Right, exactly.
Shot.
Exactly.
Like for like a day.
Right.
Got a good buzz on.
Exactly. There's a little bit of marijuana in the second shot of Johnson & Johnson. How's that? Go for it.
Where they do random people win money when you go?
We could do that. We could do Shot-O-Rama where you can win thousands of dollars in prizes.
Friggin' joke. I just, look.
Look, you want a brand new Bronco.
I'm vaccinated. The show's vaccinated. Like, almost everyone I know is vaccinated.
I'm so vaccinated, 100%. I lick windows.
But can't you see why some people would be like, hey, wait a minute. This was game show-like and the information was changing. Every minute. And it's still changing.
Well, it's a thrill ride.
Why aren't you getting it? Well,
it's a thrill ride. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yes, it's a thrill
ride. It's like the great adventure of shots. Mm. Remember that haunted house and you walk through and you know it's going to come at you?
It's Action Park.
Action Park. Or even better.
Action Park.
Get in the action at Action Park. Oh, I love that one. That's awesome. I went there. I was actually taller before I went there. I had a boating accident and I got compressed. I was actually 6'4". Then I got in that boat.
In a boating accident?
Well, what happened was that the throttle stuck and I hit the shore and I was catapulted into the dashboard. And next thing you know, you remember like the cartoons, they come out like an anvil. That was me, but I stayed like that. The wrinkles came out. I stayed short.
Gotcha.
That's what happened.
So what else are we going to find out about these shots? You want to just tell us now?
Nah, it's more fun this way.
Okay.
Well, actually, I should let you know it's somewhat radioactive. I probably should let you know. But you'll find out when you walk outside and you're still glowing and it's dark. And folks are like, when moths are circling your head, that means you're radioactive.
Fauci was largely encouraged by the downward trend of coronavirus hospitalizations and death across the nation and suggested that vaccinated individuals could have a normal holiday season with others who have received the shot, but said those who have not been vaccinated should continue to avoid gatherings and should wear a mask.
And also, Santa's not going to come to your house because you're unvaccinated, you bastard.
Here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
He also suggested that those who received the shot of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would likely have the flexibility to get a booster shot from either Moderna or Pfizer.
See that? You can upgrade. It's like when you go to a concert and you're in the 15th row and all of a sudden you have the opportunity, like second row, first row. Same thing.
It's not the same.
The same thing. You're going to be rocking and rolling with your upgraded shots. Mm. I'm telling you. It's awesome.
What is this, freaking gin and tonic?
Yes, it is. Whatever it takes, take a shot.
Peanut butter, why not have some jelly?
Exactly.
Well, it's not the same.
Exactly.
Both these things work.
You can't have a fluff or not on a fluff.
How long have they been testing Moderna and Johnson & Johnson together in a human?
At least 15 times. I was there that day. It was an eight-hour day.
Look,
I brought a ham sandwich for lunch.
I suggest you get
bag
vaccinated,
lunch.
But I can understand why some people might not want to get it.
Even though I'm rich, I still, you know, I'm a little thrifty.
What are we going to wake up to tomorrow? Oh, wait. Did we say to mix them? Hold it.
All right.
Hold it. Scratch that.
Truth be told, we're bored. We want to see what happens. I got to bet that folks will start growing fangs.
Wouldn't that be hysterical?
Yes.
The CDC is seeing us like one of those video games where it was like, what was it, Farmland or something? What was it
Farmville.
Called? Farmville.
Farmville, exactly. I was good at that one.
Here, let's mix them now and see what happens.
Right.
Even if it's all safe, it's like, let's make them crazy. You want to make them crazy? Now let's say this.
Exactly. You know what it's like? It's like jumping from one foot to the other, but just kind of watching you dance over here. It's pretty funny.
But I wonder if they have a ton of information, but they're like, you know, we should. They could only take a little bit at a time. Let's just roll this out one nugget at a time.
We like to tell people things slowly because basically folks are stupid.
They right. definitely slowed down the information.
Yeah.
Because there was the whole thing with the mask. Don't buy them. Actually, you need them. Well, just make one. Well, you should have a medical one.
I may want to have a sock one.
Saying it makes no sense to say no masks. The only sense it makes is if they want the first responders to have access to them.
Exactly.
What did they say like a year later? Yes. Exactly that.
Yeah, we were worried about the supply.
You know, we say a lot of things. You got stop paying attention. I say a lot of things. I yell at my cat other, sometimes.
Here's the other thing that's fun.
You think he cares?
They'll give us a piece of good news one week, followed by something odd. Like last week was, yeah, the kids could go trick-or-treating. This is a holiday they look forward to. There was no scientific fact like, oh, the kids are vaccinated, therefore it'll be fine, or they're wearing masks or whatever. It was just, the kids look forward to it.
Actually, I wanted it's some fun. Mounds.
Well, wait, we all looked forward to having a life a year ago, but we had to curtail that.
Milky Way dogs are tasty, too.
By the way, the vaccines, I'm just realizing, has followed the same thing as the masks. First it was like, well, we don't have them. Then it was like, well, you should get one of them.
That's right.
You know, I like the one that makes you look like a dog.
What you should really do is mix them. You should have the medical underneath and the cloth on top.
Yeah. Look, I'm a hamster in a habit trail, okay? I'm just going to do whatever the government says.
Wasn't it a police song?
For the most part. But that doesn't mean I can't question what's happening or empathize with the people who are like, screw you. You guys figure it out. I'm not doing this.
You know, it's fun. You put a fishbowl over your head. It's awesome.
The only thing they haven't told us yet with the vaccine is to make our own at home.
Look, you sound right. funny when you talk inside a fishbowl. Isn't it funny? I'm on a space commander over
now
here.
Now it's gin and tonic.
It's Dr. Fauci, space commander.
Johnson & Johnson has to be beside themselves crazy. Like, they have screwed this thing up one thing after another. And now the government's saying, yeah, if you got a Johnson & Johnson, you don't even need to get another one. You need to get another shot. It doesn't have to be Johnson & Johnson. It could be something else.
By the way, I should let you know.
What do they know about Johnson & Johnson where they're saying you do need a second shot, but you don't have to get the Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah, they're not saying that with any of the other vaccines.
Just so you know, there was never a second Johnson. There was only one Johnson. They said Johnson & Johnson because he's hard of hearing. And Johnson, Johnson! That's how they did. There's only one person. It was only one person. Oh. Just so you know. There was no Johnson and Johnson. It was just Johnson twice because he was deaf.
It was Johnson.
He was Johnson. Johnson!
Shot.
Exactly. Because then we got Johnson! They said it became Johnson.
Gotcha.
There you go.
All right.
Little piece of history for you.
All right. So Halloween, the kids can go out.
Exactly.
Do you care about the kids, though?
Actually, I like buying mounds. I love mounds and Milky Way dark. For the kids, because I eat most of them on the way.
Oh, all right.
Because I look kind of like a kid. I walk around someone's house, I knock, they give me candy.
Okay.
Some short.
Flu season, we're going to be okay?
Yeah, go for it.
Go for what? What does that mean?
Just enjoy life.
Okay.
That's it.
I was trying.
That's all. That's all you got to do.
Really doing my best.
If you succumb to flu sometimes, then you should probably get a shot. If you don't, then just live your life, wear a mask, and wash your hands. Right. 20 seconds.
At what point should AJ start wearing shoes?
As soon as hell freezes over.
Well, we're getting
be a good
close.
Time.
Yeah, we're getting close to it. We're getting close to it.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, if he flips and flops and flips and flops.
When does he decide? How does that decision get made?
When the frost is on the pumpkin, the toes get covered.
And
that's a
pumpkin.
Very famous saying. It's actually the Farmer's Almanac.
What do you mean by pumpkin?
Actually, his toes are the Farmer's Almanac. When frost is on his toes, it means it's time to start plowing.
Oh, okay.
And I mean the roads, not don't be dirty.
Don't be dirty.
I know what you're thinking, all you people. You're a bunch of sick people. Okay. Sick. That's why you need shots. My throat's getting dry over here.
I could tell.
Thank you.
Time to cleanse AJ's aura. He just had some bad juju.
Yeah, exactly. My juju spoiled.
It's rotten.
They have
it's
rotten
leaking
juju.
Like that pumpkin in the studio.
Yeah, this has got to go. It's leaking. The butt crack is leaking.
Bad.
AJ's got the butt crack. All right, so that's all.
That's going on with later.
All right, so like that counter, your aura needs to be cleaned.
Exactly right.
Yeah, it's leaking and oozing.
Yes, it is. I'm oozing aura.
And, you know, if you don't believe in this stuff, I think it's you think about it like this. If you leave your house in a bad mood, you're typically going to find people in a bad mood.
Yep.
If you're in a good mood, you're going to find people in a good mood. So it's really the vibe that you're giving off.
Yeah, you want to find those good people.
We're going to bring out Archbishop Plato. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing, General?
Good, good
morning.
Thanks. Did I just describe that correctly?
For the general part, yeah.
So I mean, not really. You're being polite.
He's being polite. He's a good person, good juju.
Yeah. No, actually, you know, well, if you're gonna talk about auras, then that's probably the best description you're gonna get. It's basically
we need you in the mouthpiece.
Be careful, yeah. Lightning bolt.
I do not want to mess with an aura cleansing Archbishop.
Yeah. Lightning bolt.
I do not want to annoy you.
not at all. Basically, what we put out is what we get back. You know, that's the we can call it auras, we can call it energy, negative, positive, we can call it salvation. You know, you give it a name, it doesn't really matter. It's the same thing. We're
right.
Karma. Whatever we put out, we're going to get back. You perfectly said it. You leave the house in a bad attitude, bad mood. You're gonna attract that all the way through the entire day.
See, I leave my house in a good mood, but bad mood turns it. You know, I run into stuff that gives me a bad mood. Yeah. Like, I start off in a good mood. Every day is a fresh day. I'm happy
right,
and everything.
Did you hear what you just said?
Yes, I know.
Buy a new pumpkin. Buy a new pumpkin. You don't like the one you have, buy a new pumpkin.
That's a great way to look at it.
All right. To buy another mood?
Move on.
Okay.
Yeah, move on. Get new friends, new people. You got to get
new friends, new people.
Right.
What does that mean about us?
Yeah.
Well, you're all pumpkins. You guys,
we are. There is no doubt we're part of the problem. There's no doubt.
No, not part of the problem. Just part of the journey.
Oh, I like that.
I don't like part
of your journey.
I don't like journey.
It's a trip. When we can't travel.
Okay.
All right. So AJ, this is all recently.
Yes.
Had an accident. And then he backed his truck up into his driveway and broke the mirror. So that's a separate accident.
Yep.
He twisted his ankle
getting out of
in his driveway.
Yep.
He has his seventh or eighth hernia?
Yes, eighth.
Okay. His tongue doesn't work right on most days.
Thank you.
He had an eyeball explosion where his eye turned red. Okay. He has vodka nose, so if he drinks alcohol, his nose gets stuffy.
It gets all stuffy. I do like this. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's got no release now on the weekends.
Yeah, seriously, right.
Right. Drinking was the only way to, like,
drown my
cleanse
sorrows.
Himself of
right.
us.
Yes.
And now he doesn't have that. And he had a testicle issue.
It had an infected testicle.
Yeah.
That just happened.
He decided to get sick one day.
Yeah, right. One day just not up to par.
Right. One day it was not up to par.
Exactly, right.
Okay. Interesting.
You know, I've never had an archbishop laugh at me before.
I don't know if we should all just like slowly just walk back and walk slowly.
Oh, you do not.
As we walk away from him, very carefully, they'll make a sudden move. I don't know if we should be doing that right now or let's fix him.
All right, I'm going to. How much time do you need to fix him? And will this be interesting for the rest of us listening to the experience?
Well, it really all depends on him. I don't know why he's having all these wonderful experiences.
Well, neither do I.
Okay,
he called you.
So I get it. From my perspective, it's really what have his, like, I don't need specifics, obviously, but I just like to know, you know, is there anything negative going on in his life that is, because again.
His brain.
Yeah, it's cold today.
And tomorrow, and the day after.
I'm a lot more farther than you are, so it's cold up here, too, but,
yeah.
My testicle is working, but I know, so I don't know.
Are you really an archbishop?
Seriously? I am totally an archbishop, but
okay.
I'm a real thing, believe it or not. Yeah.
Okay.
Hold
on. You don't have to keep talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't mean to be,
no,
whatever
not at all.
It is
no,
I'm being.
Okay.
Blasphemous.
No. No.
He's going to dirty your aura. He's going to transfer AJ's bad jujus to you.
Yeah. Oh. No, I just want to get the questions answered and then get to what we brought you
here.
Yes. To do. So we want AJ to leave.
Yeah.
Aura fixed. Bit better. Two things. So one, we think it might be his attitude and his outlook on life. And then, because he'll go on Facebook, and instead of just ignoring people or not going to Facebook, he'll go there and read these comments and get affected by them.
Yes.
Right? So I feel like he almost looks for trouble.
Because they're bastards.
And then when he finds it, he's like, why are people giving me trouble?
Yeah, why?
Or the other thing, and I don't know if it's one, the other, or a combo.
What's that?
Is somebody had a very bad, well, the worst experience, a child died, according to reports, in his driveway.
My driveway.
Before he bought the house.
Yes.
A lot of these bad things that have happened to him happen in his driveway.
Yep.
So we don't know if the bad juju comes from his driveway or his mental capacity.
Yeah. It's parked in my house or what?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know why that's happening, but I mean,
well, we're going to find someone to answer that.
we are going to find the answer, certainly. But we'd like to know why your driveway. That's kind of an interesting location.
Well, it just kind of happened. There was something that happened in the house, and it went to the driveway, and that's where the
There was a horrible event inside the house. According to reports, there was a child in an ambulance in the driveway, and they were trying to save the child, and a child lost the battle in the driveway.
Yeah, my driveway.
Do you feel like you're being cursed or something? Is
that every day. Like
well, that's why you're here.
Yeah. That's why I'm asking you.
It's like going to a bar. Like, hey, you want a beer? Well.
That's why I came here.
You know.
Archbishop, we want to play you a little montage of AJ just so you can get a sense of his disposition on life.
All right. All right.
I don't care! Every friggin' thing I do, it's annoying!
Have a good rest of your show.
This Comedy is why people suck! Everybody out there sucks! The world sucks! Okay? And I don't care who you vote for, they're gonna suck too!
So
you doing good?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that sums it up pretty good.
Yes,
it does.
It does.
Again, it's whole attitude, my friends. You know, that's all I can say. You got to change your disposition here. And you know, if you're going on to Facebook, for example, and you're finding you're getting lots of negative feedback from people or things like that, and that's you're being affected by that personally. This is like on a personal note, and being really like real now. You know, a joke aside, if you're feeling that. People are cursing you or people are judging you or things like that, and you're taking that personally, you're going to be reflecting all that back out. So I think you got to have a better outlook. You got to live better, do better. And
with all due respect, I could have told him that myself.
So basically he's saying ignore him. Ignore them. Ignore those comments. Keep scrolling.
How much did this charge cost me?
No, I don't know how much of a church-going fella he is, but I mean, we can give you a little absolution and say,
let's do that. That's why you're here.
Yeah, absolute. Go ahead.
That's what I'm here is to get you. Without giving me any specifics, I really don't want to know over the air your confession, but certainly, ponder out to mind what you think that is negative in your life, or maybe it's something that's been bugging you, or maybe you have some guilt or something going on in your life, and just keep that in mind, and then ask the good Lord, our Creator, there for that forgiveness, and I will give you the absolution. There, Ken. All right, and just take a moment.
Is there something you feel bad about, negative, or guilty about?
Yeah, it's called every day. Life, exactly.
Or shouldn't be dabbling in, or should be doing, not be doing, any of those things.
Oh, should be dabbling in, or shouldn't be dabbling in?
Yeah,
is there anything you should be dabbling in, or not be dabbling in?
I should be dabbling in happiness.
Not dabbling in social media.
That's the thing. Is I start my day off like a fresh slate. I'm like, okay, today's a brand new day, and I'm all happy. And then by usually 10 o'clock, it's smash, smash, smash.
By 10?
Sometimes by like 5:30.
Depends if you're doing the list.
It depends, yes, right. So,
So I do worry about how much time you spend on social media.
I don't spend as much time as you think.
AJ, this morning I walk in, the first thing you said is someone made a comment that your hair looks like a racer head.
Yes. Well, you know, because that I
it was the first thing you said.
But I stewed on that last night. I didn't mean I was like, on Facebook looking at it again. I mean, I was bothered by it last night.
Wait, you went on Facebook. You were looking through every comment.
Last
you
night.
You saw the negative comment.
Right, which I answered back negatively.
Okay. And then it's the first thing you thought when you woke up. You were angry we had our meeting.
I was angry all night about it. I didn't wake up with it.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Scared the crap out of me, man. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think social media has a big issue. But and you have to remember, like, you're in a position of where you're on the radio and people are going to get to know you and, you know, you become a personality. This is the number one problem with a lot of personalities on the radio, TV. You know, you were exposed to a lot of the negative more than the positive, and we take it to heart. So
well, he makes a good point. Archbishop, great point. 100 people can tell you, AJ, you're so funny. If one person says your hair looks like the guy on a racer head,
yeah. That's what sticks with
that's
you.
That's what
stays.
That's what you spend your time thinking about.
I dwell on it, yes.
Exactly,
I do.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, so that's a great point.
So is that like a Hare Krishna guy say what?
To say thank you very much for the wonderful comment. Have a wonderful day. You know, return the favor with kindness.
Oh, send love back.
Oh. Okay. I'd love to see you fall off a cliff.
There's two good things right there that he gave you that are life gifts.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. What are they?
Throw them off.
The first one is that to pay back with love.
Oh, he doesn't even know.
That was the second one.
Okay. The first one was... don't go on social media so much.
All right, never mind.
Everybody out there sucks.
He said a lot of things.
Well, that's wonderful things.
I wonder if we could get erased by some prayer.
Yeah. Well, prayer we can do all the time. We can do lots of prayer, but we still have to move on with making sure that, you know, people understand that, you know, you're not going to be affected by that.
You ever think you want to clean your basement and you go down there and say, wow, there's too much work?
Yeah.
Every time.
And then you
just walk back upstairs and you close the door. Every time we try to help AJ, whether it be something like this or financial, we start getting into it. I'm like, I walk back up the stairs.
Just leave the broom. Lean
close
it in the
door,
corner.
Boom. Look at him. He's watching TV right now. This is like a total waste of time. Just give me the half an hour back.
I'm not watching TV. I'm looking at her.
Okay.
Because I know why she wants me to read these prayers that she printed out.
The prayer sheet.
Why don't you just change your whole outlook and just throw everybody off by, you know what, responding in kindness. And I'll say, hey, that's not like him. Like, you know, like.
Yeah, if I respond in kindness, I'm going to say, who's filling this out?
That's funny.
We can't say anything bad about him. We can't get him wound up. We can't rev him up.
No, the thing is that everybody finds it hilarious when I blow my gasket.
That's true.
And it seems to me that's why everybody's programmed now. It's like, say something dumb or nasty so he blows a gasket because it's funny.
No, you're right. That is part of the problem. It becomes very funny when you're angry.
Exactly.
And
so
I get it everywhere. I get it everywhere. I get poked on Facebook. I get poked on Instagram. I get poked in public. I get poked on the show.
Can I poke you?
Yep.
Everybody wants to poke you.
Not that way. You're a man of the cloth, for God's sake. What are you doing?
I'm on the radio. I'm only hearing it. But I mean, I can send you a crate of holy water right now, or we can just
A holy water. Yeah. Do you get any Valium?
AJ, that's what you should make your coffee with, is the holy water.
I'm sorry. Are you an asthmatic? Someone grabbed by the throat right now? God, that's God. Grabbed by the throat going.
That is interesting. Holy water. A crate.
Yeah, you've kind of made your plate there, my friend, with everybody just loving to poke at you.
Everybody out there sucks.
I love that it's his fault his aura is bad.
Seriously. Seriously, this has not been a help at all.
Accept some responsibility.
Yeah, you have to accept responsibility.
I'm going to get even angrier. God damn it.
Hey, don't say
that. You can't say that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. That's all right.
My mistake.
You just made it worse.
He said that's all right.
We apologize.
He said that's all right.
We apologize.
No worries.
You don't have the crate of holy water yet.
And I drowned
you. Would you be able to, if you saw AJ, would you see the color of his aura?
Like it depends, not necessarily. It's you know, I can pretty much tell you it's not a very nice color right now.
what's a bad color?
Well, the dark colors, you know,
black, brown.
Okay.
Well, black would probably be one of them, but it's not even a color. Not even considered a color, but you know, anything with a negative, you want. Auras are frequency, right? You want a better frequency. You know what? You seem like a really upbeat kind of guy.
I am.
You know, yeah.
That's true.
You're getting poked at. You get some comments. Maybe you take some things to heart. But you know, you got a good. Honestly, deep down, you got a good. Look like you got a good heart. You know what? Put more of that out there. Put more of that out there and say, you know what? Yeah, my hair is razor or whatever.
That is good.
But what? I love it. You know, like you could say, like, you know, it's mind over matter. I don't mind because you don't matter.
I like that. You don't matter. I like that.
That kind of thing, you know. And
I have to go to a break here. Archbishop Plato, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
And we got to have you on again soon to follow up.
Yeah, a little progress report.
AJ, are you hearing the sounds of angels there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Archbishop Plato.
It's almost like Fleetwood Mac.
All right. Do you feel better?
Yeah, I'll try and be more positive.
Want to 3D print a house?
Sure, why not?
Doesn't that sound amazing?
It does.
It sounds futuristic.
Exactly.
And almost impossible, but it's happening all around the world now. Kristen Henry is a chief technology officer at SQ4D, Patchogue, Long Island.
Hey, Patchogue, represent.
So I lived in East Patchogue for a while and spent some time in Mount Sinai, so very familiar with North Shore, South Shore.
Yep.
Hello, Kristen.
Hello.
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 Now, you spent some time in New Haven at Yale, right?
I did, yep. Just graduated in May.
Congratulations.
I mean, crossed each other, you know, on the pond.
Do you miss us yet?
A little bit, yeah.
Ah, you're being polite.
Yeah, you're being so nice right now. It's like, no.
Did you have any of the pizza here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got to say, Pepe's was not my favorite, though. Might be a hot take.
What was your favorite?
I was a big fan of Modern.
Oh.
Okay. Well, you can't go wrong with Pepe's. You'll never go wrong with Pepe's.
Nope.
You know, so true. We love Very Modern, true. Love Sally's.
Yep, we love
Mar.
Right. Like our children, for God's sake.
Yes, yes.
Right.
So this business, printing a house, you know, with the building supplies, what they are now, do you save money printing a house?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, cost is a very big benefit of 3D printing houses.
All right, so give me an example. Let's just say a 2,000 square foot. Let's say a 1,500 square foot house. What would that normally cost, and then what would it cost to print it?
Yeah, so the cost of 3D printing houses is normally around 40% cheaper than traditional construction methods, and where I'm getting that number from is labor is a big cost saving. For 3D printing a house on the job site, you only need 2 to 3 workers.
Really?
Which, I don't know if you've ever been to a traditional construction site. You have 20, 30 people running around doing various things.
And a coffee truck, yep.
Yep, exactly. There you go. So labor is a big cost savings. And the inherent safety of automation also allows for less insurance, and workers' comp is mitigated just because it's a lot more safe than people climbing up on ladders and trying to hammer things into ceilings. And if you just have a big 3D printer doing it all for you, that's a lot safer. So labor is a big cost saving. Power consumption is actually also a huge cost saving. So our technology uses about the same amount of current as a standard hair dryer. So normally on construction sites, you have a bunch of huge machines that are doing various things, but our one machine is doing everything. So that allows for a lot of power consumption savings there.
Did you just say that it has the equivalent power of a hair dryer?
Yeah. Wow. It's about the same current that runs through a hair dryer, which is kind of crazy. So you can get ready in the morning for the same amount of power as it takes to be building a house.
Wow.
That's a lot of hair.
How long does it take you to build a 3D house as compared to a regular house?
Yeah, so the model house that we built out in Calverton was about 48 hours of printing.
Okay, but how long?
Back to back in 2 days.
The main setup is what takes all the time, right? Because you got to set the structure up, the printer.
Yeah, so that actually only takes about 6 to 8 hours.
Really?
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Just plug it in?
No, the design is modular, so you can build components of the machine on-site, just put them together, get the tracks nice and parallel, make sure the machine's running back and forth well. But, yeah, that whole process only takes about 6 to 8 hours.
Okay, you make it sound easy.
Right.
But yeah, you got to have you got to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Wow, six to eight hours. So so clearly the site's prepped. Now, are you putting a foundation like you put on a regular house, or are you doing a slab?
So in the current house we're building, we actually 3D printed the whole foundation. So we started from the footings, printed those, printed the slab, and now are up to the indoor and outdoor walls that we're making.
So you did use footings, and then you just poured the cement into the footings?
So we actually printed everything so far. Yeah, well, there's no pouring of cement, so we didn't have to make molds. And set up any structures. It was just printing the whole thing line by line.
So for anyone who hasn't seen this, because I looked up the videos, it's fascinating.
Yes.
What would you compare it to? It looks like a printer. It's just putting layers of cement on top of one another. It's almost like if you had, you know, you're putting frosting on a cake when you're putting the decorations.
Yes.
It kind of looks like that.
Nice.
You're going over and then you're putting it on top.
Okay.
And you're just layering it.
Like the piping. Yeah.
Yeah. The piping.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's a really good analogy. Yeah, for people who are familiar with conventional small-scale plastic 3D printers, the process is kind of similar in that the structure is built by stacking layers, exactly like you said, one on top of the other to create the walls of the object, and then a certain amount of infill material is added within those walls to increase the strength of the overall structure. But rather than melting and solidifying material at an extruder like in a traditional plastic 3D printer, in concrete 3D printing, obviously you're printing with cementitious material. So the mixture is precisely determined so that the layers of the printed material can be stacked so that by the time you come around to the next layer, the layer below is strong enough to hold its shape and the material above it, but also still curing so that it actually bonds.
That's amazing.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
How does that not dry? Like, if you have a bad day and the machine breaks down, that's going to just dry, right?
Yeah. But we have safety measures in place if the machine, anything goes wrong. We
okay.
have locks.
So I've heard.
It's not going to crash into the structure. But
you know, you get a cement mixer heading out to a job and it gets stuck in traffic. You're
uh-huh.
bringing that back and you got guys going in with jackhammers.
Yeah, no, that's fair. We actually mix all of our cement on site. We have a volumetric machine where we just load Portland and sand and water, and that's all done on site. So we don't need a cement mixer.
Wow.
Is this cement more expensive than regular cement?
It's actually slightly more just because we use a firmer Portland so that it sets a little faster, so we don't have to wait as long on the layer times. But in terms of expensiveness, it's about $6 more expensive per ton. So
compared to lumber now, you're saving money on the cement, right?
Especially lumber.
Yeah, if you head to Home Depot right now, an 8-foot 2x4 is about $14. So
is that right?
Yeah. I was just at Home Depot the other day. I was rather surprised. Cost of lumber flying.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, and you're not building the whole house with one or two 2x4s. So.
Yeah, and when you're printing a house, you're doing the interior walls as well.
Yep.
Wow.
Interior and exterior.
How much heavier is a cement house than a wood structure, stick frame house?
That's a good question. The cement, a cubic yard of cement, I believe, is about 4,000 pounds. I imagine it'd be probably
a lot.
About, heavy.
But a hurricane might as well.
At about 75 tons.
Right. AJ just said it'll be better in a hurricane.
Yeah, but stronger, right?
Yeah,
right.
Certainly.
But
yeah,
do you have to dig?
And fire resistant.
Well,
right.
Better. Nice.
So do you have to dig the foundation deeper to support the weight?
No, we can follow code on that to traditional height of footings. Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, because the cement is kind of supporting its own weight. So,
What about insulation?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we can actually put insulation right in between our walls. So we have two beads going in parallel. So there's lots of room in the middle for support columns, insulation, conduits for electricians and wiring.
Amazing.
So insulation can fit really in the wall.
I'm fascinated by this. And some of this is really hard to believe that you could set up that machine in 6 to 8 hours. It seems like lightning fast, considering how accurate and correct that thing needs to be.
Very correct.
Yes. Definitely takes some practice, though.
Yeah. So you got to have a good crew. But you're saying 6 to 8. 8's on the long side.
Yeah.
It's never 15. It's
no, no, unless you run into some serious problems.
Like traffic, for example, yes.
Wow, that's...
Yeah, there you go, there you go.
And then how long to print out...
That is a problem in Long Island.
How long to print out... And this would be just the foundation and the walls and the inner walls. How long to print that out?
Yeah, that's... The inner and outer walls of our last house were printed in 48 hours of printing.
That
didn't happen in continuous printing. That was over a few days, but... Yeah, this is the first time we've ever printed a foundation.
Does the house have a basement?
We were able to do that in a day.
Are you able to make a basement?
No.
So where do you put all the mechanicals, the furnace, the hot water heater, all that?
Yep, that's actually just in an electrical room in the house.
Gotcha.
That has all that stuff, yep.
Okay, and then I'm looking at the interior walls. There's a gap in between them for the electrical and the plumbing and whatnot. How difficult is it for those service people to run electrical wires in a cement wall? Because a lot of times they put these, you run the electrical when the house is framed.
Yeah, for the sheetrock.
And then you put the sheetrock up. How are they? So you need a special, ability to be able to do that, right? So you can't just call a regular electrician or plumber, right?
So it definitely takes a little bit more planning than you normally would, because exactly like you said, that's usually done within the frame of the house afterwards, after it's all been built up. But we just work in communications with the electricians and plumbers to plan everything out beforehand so that we could run conduit to the exact areas and have stub-ups within the walls where we needed them to be, so that as we build up, the electrician can just snake wire through those conduits, and we'll be installing the boxes as we move up the layers.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Okay, now, last-minute changes or future remodeling. We want to open up this wall here. You got to get out a concrete saw?
Yeah, so future remodeling is a little difficult in a concrete house. Our houses actually are going to all have 50-year warranties on them. But that's as they are without any modifications.
50 years.
Right. You break it, you bought it.
Yeah. Exactly. Because once you start slicing concrete, that's...
you're compromising the house.
A
yeah.
A 50-year warranty.
Exactly.
So what are you warrantying against? Cracks? Leaks?
Any structural cracks. Because concrete, sometimes you'll see hairline cracks traveling up, which you can just fix with structural epoxy, no problem. That would be any major structural cracks that are actually affecting the integrity of the house.
So you're doing the foundation, the floor, and the walls and the inner wall, the outer walls, inner walls.
Yep.
And then the roof would be still lumber and asphalt or cedar shingles?
Exactly, yeah. Just conventionally framed roof drop on afterwards.
Okay. And then the windows, are you putting them in as you're pouring the layers, or are you putting them in after?
We're going to put them in after. Yeah, we just are going to
So you'll put in a metal frame to print around it, then take the metal frame out and put the window in?
Like a gingerbread house.
Pretty close, yeah. Yeah, we just frame out the top so that there's the appropriate sized gap in the wall for the window that we then put in after the print is completed.
And the hardwood floor, tile floor, siding, all that you could do just like a regular house. So when this thing is done, you don't drive by it and say, oh, that's a 3D printed house?
Well, that's the nice thing about it, too, because you can show off the fact that it's 3D printed pretty much as you want, because the outer walls in 3D printing, you're going to see the layers, and you can kind of keep that as an accent wall of, yes, this is my 3D printed house. Look at these gorgeous layers. Or you can actually just plaster over them to make it look a little more conventional.
That's cool.
There's a lot of flexibility there.
What's the biggest house you've built so far?
1,900 square feet.
That's a world record, right?
At the time, yeah, that was the world's largest permitted house.
And so what's preventing you from doing like 3,400 square feet? You could just do one floor, right? You can't do multiple floors?
Yeah, currently we're limited to one floor just because of the size of our printer, and that's really the biggest obstacle in terms of square footage, because currently our printer is only so wide. So we have an infinite y-axis. We can continue laying tracks as long as we want. So you could have a really, really long house, but that's obviously not exactly
that'd be funny.
Aesthetically what people like are looking for, what you can put on plots. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so if you come up with another machine, the state, local municipalities will permit you to do a multi-level printed house?
Yeah, we're still working on figuring out the technology for the best way to do that. There's not a lot of companies around the world currently that are doing multi-stories just because concrete's heavy.
Yeah, a lot of ranches.
Yeah, and what would you do between first floor, second floor? Would you put down a wood floor and beams and then do another layer on top of that? How would you do the floor?
There's a lot of experimentation going on with that currently. Some companies are actually using scaffolding, printing on top of that, and then removing the scaffolding after the print is cured.
Oh, wow.
Some companies, are going more the route you just described. That's still a pretty active area of research that we hope to get into pretty soon.
Well, I'm not going to sleep in a first floor bedroom in an experimental 3D house.
Hey, really? Yeah, close
door
quietly.
Sleeping upstairs.
Right. Hey, look, I'm downstairs already.
This is fascinating. You know, the problem, I guess it's a good problem to have, but the problem we're going to have is we're just going to have all these workers. They're not going to have jobs. The machines are taking over.
Yeah, that is a concern, but also there's a lot of difficulty actually finding enough construction workers currently. That's kind of been a problem of since it's so unsafe. There's a lot less people getting into construction currently. So there's actually some labor shortages in areas.
So this is actually addressing an oncoming problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially in areas struck by natural disasters and such, if you want to quickly rebuild, 3D printing would be really, really helpful.
No, but if I live in Tornado Alley, I want this house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something substantial.
No,
exactly.
And you know, there's a housing shortage, obviously, right now, and new construction people don't want to deal with because you're waiting for wood, you're waiting for supplies. Are you, like, ripping busy right now because of that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of supply chain issues going on, but we intentionally plan so that you can just use any Portland, any sand. Like, we don't have a proprietary mix that you need to buy from us in order to build your house. So we avoid a lot of those supply chain issues that some other companies are having.
If I'm listening and thinking, oh, I want to go to school and work on this crew, what class do you take? Is there a class for this yet?
That's a good question.
Yeah, not to be Kristen Henry, but to be someone on the crew.
Exactly right, yeah. One of the worker bees.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, honestly, just getting familiar with 3D printing is a great way to get into this. You can even start like a small scale plastic hobby 3D printer, just to learn how that really works. Because that's basically what we're doing, just scaled up to the house size.
It's amazing. So, all right. I live in Oxford. There's a lot of hills and stuff. Do you guys have an issue getting up? Like, you know, you've seen these houses,
yeah,
right? They're built on the side of a mountain. Like,
exactly. Yeah.
Crazy driveway. Can you get your gear up on that?
Yep. Yeah. Wow. We can actually fit our printer on a couple of trailers. So,
oh, wow.
Nice.
As long as your truck can get up that mountain, then so can we.
Okay.
Fascinating. All right, Kristen, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Boy, this is the dumbass of dumbassery. There's a new show coming out. They're filming the first season now called America's Got Talent Extreme. These are all the people who they looked at for the show and said, that's a little much.
Yeah, a little risky.
You're a little extreme.
A little risky.
And they had so many of these whack jobs. They said, you know, maybe we can have a whole show of whack jobs.
Extremely stupid people. Yes.
They're not really talented.
No.
Their talent is being a whack job.
Exactly.
We'll
being
call
risky.
It extreme. Damn it. All right.
Thanks for your participation. You really added to the break.
I clicked myself.
So they have temporarily halted production after a contestant was nearly killed rehearsing his stunt. 41-year-old Jonathan Goodwin was sandwiched between two cars in midair, then fell and hit his head on the ground.
It was so Wile E. Coyote, it was unbelievable. I mean, the timing was incredible how bad it went.
Let's listen to AJ explain this stunt to us. Go ahead.
Okay, so he's got two cars suspended in the air, almost like click-clacks. They're being held back by rope. He's in the middle, working himself, getting out of a straitjacket.
They're not just sitting there. They're pulled back.
They're pulled back.
You cut the ropes, they're flying.
Ready to go forward, head-to-head. They'll smash into each other like click-clacks, okay?
Yeah.
He's in there. In the middle, suspended from the air.
Upside down.
Upside down.
In a straitjacket.
In a straitjacket. He gets out of the straitjacket.
Here's the kicker.
Yeah, here's the kicker.
The cars are loaded with explosives.
Exactly.
They explode on impact.
Yes. So they have detonators in the bumper, a whole nine yards. They're going to go off when they collect. So he gets
when they
out,
hit each other.
He gets Connect. Out of he gets out of the straitjacket. Just as he's falling, they release the cars. He lands in between the cars as the cars explode.
That's not how I saw it, but go ahead.
And then after the cars explode, you see him just drop to the ground.
Yeah.
It is so Wile E. Coyote. It's unbelievable.
It really is insane in that any television producer said, yeah, okay, let's do it.
Oh, green-lighted
that. Where does that idea come up where he's like, this is what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
They're going to be so impressed.
This is amazing. You know what I'm going to do?
Yeah, how many times did you do something wacky where you build yourself to this level? Because it doesn't start there.
No.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, all right, I'm going to do a straight jacket and then throw me in the water.
Yeah.
And I'll get out of it.
I mean, the whole thing was expensive and risky.
So
I mean, they had three different cranes holding everything up. The car's suspended by cranes.
Okay. Take a breath. Sit down.
I am sitting.
You okay? All right.
I'm good now.
So how I saw it was he didn't get out of the straight jacket in time.
Oh.
And just as he was letting himself get out of the straitjacket, boom, the cars exploded.
Yeah, you just saw him like drop like a spider from a web.
After he was smashed, these two cars come down and they smash into one another.
Right.
Full steam. And you see this explosion. And then you see this little, you ever see a bug hit like a bug lamp?
Yeah.
And then go
straight down. The spiral.
That was him. Smoking. Now listen, if this happened to an innocent person who was just like walking down the street, not funny. This guy asked for it.
Rigged this up himself.
You wanted to be famous. Here you go.
You planned it. He is famous, not for the right reason.
Yeah. Now, to me, he wins this season. I don't care what anyone does. This was America's Got Talent Extreme.
I hear he's now thinner and taller.
Well, maybe not the talent.
Like I caught an elevator door. He turns sideways. He can't see him anymore. Where'd he go? He's like, oh, there you are.
His forehead's a little flatter, too.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, they thought he was dead.
Well, it's amazing he wasn't.
Everyone on the crew saw this and said, oh, he's dead.
Yep.
And show over.
Right. Right.
What a finale.
Lunch.
Someone get a shovel.
Right.
Hope we were rolling on that one.
Right. Yeah, only had one take on that one.
Yeah, there should be someone saying, did you get that?
Right. Gus, did you get it? Yep.
There really hasn't been a lot of that out there. There's no audio to the video, which I'd want to hear the audio.
We're never seeing it now.
They should have mic'd the guy up who was in the straitjacket. See, you can hear going, okay, oh no!
Did you forget it was called a straitjacket?
Yes.
So, all right, here is the 911 call.
911, location emergency.
Atlanta Motor Speedway, the America's Got Talent filming location. We had a man suspended from a cable.
Hold on a second. This is not the first time this person's called 911. Normally, you start with, we got a guy who was injured. What's the address? You got to get here. What's the address? They know to start with the address.
Yep.
This hillbilly has done hillbilly things before.
Oh, yeah. They live in Watch This region.
Yeah. That's right. Hold my beer.
Hey, watch this. Yeah. Hold my beer. Watch this.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob. It's Carol again.
I don't even know why you even left the phone. Just put it on hold.
Yeah. Cars were supposed to slam. He didn't drop in time. They slammed into him. He's got an open tib-fib fracture. He's agonal and posturing. We need a rescue and a helicopter.
Okay, well, what patient information do you have, though, for us, you said?
He's about a 40-year-old white male.
He's burned right now.
He fell about 40 feet.
He was 5'6". Now he's 4'7".
Right. He's a little crisp right now, too. He's a little toasted.
Wow. This person has called 911 before.
Yeah, they know the drill.
Too many times.
Yep.
40 feet, missed the airbag, landed on his head.
And he missed the airbag!
And landed on his head. He Tommy Lee'd.
40 feet and he's still alive.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Well, God bless him. We hope he gets better.
Yeah, then don't do it again.
This 911 call?
He's not. He has a pulse. His respirations are agonal, and he's posturing with a neuro injury.
Okay, what's posturing? Are you there with the patient? Or
it looks like he has a brain injury.
Oh, because I'm thinking posturing.
It's like, how many fingers am I holding up? Duty.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Okay.
I mean, is he like posing? Is posturing? Look, I'm a Sears model.
What's your name? Pee-pee. Okay. Right. All right. Good.
He woke up in the back of the ambulance and went, ta-da!
Right. And for my next trick.
Now, we wish him nothing but the best.
Yeah.
I want to see him do it.
And don't do this no more. Yeah.
We want to see him fine. We want to see him walking out of the hospital.
He's do card tricks.
Higher demand now.
Thoughts and prayers for the family, right?
Yes, yes.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut. On the mighty 99.1 PLR.